Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tonight's news, tomorrow's news tonight, right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations all across America, including across the Caribbean, where I know it's warmer, and around the world via the internet and the satellite, too. Now, a special shout out goes to our active duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To all the people that are out there working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing, or why you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America moving along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm also on Parler when it comes back. And on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, offers you a lot, too, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, we have got the Professor of Politics, hour number two, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was started and formed under Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Are there any sane people left in California besides you, and you're getting ready to move, I hope?
Well, I think so. I think, well, you got a lot of people signing this petition for the recall, so it tells us something, I think.
How about San Francisco, where the San Francisco School District is suing one of their own schools? What in the hell is that all about?
Well, I'm not familiar with that particular story, but I do know that in San Francisco, they are looking to rename schools that were named after Abraham Lincoln, for starters, George Washington, and get this, Senator Dianne Feinstein. That's how crazy it's getting in the San Francisco area.
Well, they don't like her now either.
Well, no, because she flew a restored Confederate flag over City Hall back when she was mayor back in the 80s. And so that was evidently...
And that makes her a bad person, huh?
And you got to cancel out Dianne Feinstein.
Yeah, jeez. All right. Yeah. Well, yeah, because there is a school that is suing, I'm sorry, the school district in San Francisco is suing one of their schools. I just saw the headline come across the screen here, and it's gone, so I can't click on it to find out what the story was. I'd have to wait. But if it comes back, I might do that and see what it is. All right, now, Jen Psaki, that sounds like a drink, doesn't it, Jen Psaki?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, right, exactly.
Well, she insists that the Space Force has the full support of the Biden administration after she mocked the military branch in a press conference. And meanwhile, while some people think she should apologize, she is refusing to apologize.
Well, I know. Awkward much? I think this is this thing going on with the...
We call her the Orange Lady.
Well, she's definitely caused a huge problem with this because, again, the way that she mocked it was so very, well, I guess it was because it was formulated under Trump, basically, and then Congress approved it, obviously. But so again, was it just a dig on Trump? Like he had the Space Force, and it sounds kind of science fiction-y or something. But as we talked about, Captain, the Space Force is incredibly important because of the theater of warfare that will be in low Earth orbit in any coming conflict in the future here. But yeah, that's right. Now she's saying that they look forward to continuing the work of the Space Force, and they've invited it, members of the team, to come to the briefing room anytime to, quote, share an update on their important work, unquote.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they definitely, I think, heard something that day later on, you know, at the White House about how is this possible? Why would you say such a thing?
Remember the New York State health officials that were, they quit rather than being chastised and put out to pasture by Governor Cuomo? Remember all that?
Right, that's right, yeah.
Well, we now find out that it's because the positivity rating, which was part of the discussion, which Cuomo didn't want to talk about, he says, well, we might open a list, a little this and a little that. The numbers have gone down from the positivity level of 7.1% to 4.3% over the past 2.5 to 3 months. And Cuomo wasn't mentioning that to anybody. And these other officials were, you know, saying, come on, man, we got to do something here. And Cuomo was refusing.
Right, and again, Lord only knows why, and because most people want to be able to try to get back to normal as possible. They want to know what are the parameters to live with the virus, because they can't stay home forever, and they can't close your businesses forever, and we can't not be able to live our lives forever. And Governor Cuomo seems to have been one of these people who have really been throwing up the impediments to that. It's not about not being safe, and it's not about being reckless. I want to think that's important to really underscore. It's not about being reckless, but it's about being as practical as we can be. And so, yeah, I can imagine why they'd be up in arms.
And, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, as we do every night during the week. Now, little Dr. Fauci, yep, I like to say that, little Dr. Fauci, has warned. Well, we'll have to do that when we come back. But he's put out another warning, folks. Little Dr. Fauci, you want to pay attention to this, because you might all drop dead because of what little Dr. Fauci says. And then again, you might all tell him to go stick it where the sun don't shine and do what you want to do. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Remember, in the times that we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand when they replace that windshield after you tell them, I sent you. Now, they handle the insurance claim. They come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty, a brand new windshield, and $100 put right in the palm of your hand after they finish putting the windshield in. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of your windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you and get that $100 put right in the palm of your hand today. And, Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is. There he is, folks. All right, before we get to our caller, I want to just rattle off what I was going to say here about little Dr. Fauci. Now, little Dr. Fauci has a lot to say about a lot of things, right, Kyle?
Oh, yes.
He'll change his mind a lot, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Well, here's what he told. Here's what he told everybody, and I can think of two or three places that are within a stone's throw where I'm sitting right now, where I know they're going to have large out on the deck Super Bowl parties outside with their big screen TVs and inside as well. But Dr. Fauci is warned against large Super Bowl parties. Must keep your distancing because now is just not the time to do that. Well, I'm really shaking in my boots, worried about that.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what kind of a reaction there is to that. But again, in fact, even here in California, where Captain, you know, they've been told to remove televisions from outdoor dining areas, or they have to be turned off or have to be removed, according to the governor. But I don't know a whole lot of places that may comply with that.
No. Okay, let's go to the phone line. We've got Elliot in Wesley Chapel. Elliot, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. I'll keep it 60 seconds here. You know, am I stupid or what? Ted Cruz caught on mic accusing Trump of uprisings in Washington after traveling last week to meet with Trump Kevin McCarthy agrees that Liz Cheney should keep her leadership position. Weak Republicans, too weak to fight. Would you really want to go in battle with these people? I think our Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida for his out front leadership on censoring big tech in the state of Florida. Now is the time, Republicans, for deep pocket investors to start a conservative tech giant. If Trump decides not to run in 2024, I am all in for electing former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
You bet.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
Yep.
Trump's sons, Don Jr. and Eric, or his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
These are the people I truly trust to uphold Trump's vision of make America great again.
Mm-hmm.
Captain, I'd like to say to you final, sir, I don't see any damn Republican out there that will carry on the vision but these people that I have mentioned. I thank you so much. I'll hang up and listen to what you have to say.
All right, thank you. Well, Kyle, first of all, you know what the significance is of Mike Pompeo besides being the Secretary of State?
What's that?
He graduated at the top of his class at West Point.
Yes, you're right about that.
He had a military career. He did his 8 years in the military, and then he came out to do what he did, and he became a congressman out of Kansas, and he was a multi-term congressman in Kansas before he decided to move on up the ladder, and then Trump and he found something that they liked about each other and away they went. But here's the thing. Pompeo is one of a kind. I would follow him to hell and back. I mean, I believe he's that type of a leader. Ron DeSantis, what can you say about Ron DeSantis? Now, he had a problem to begin with, and I was one of the people that was advising him from afar, saying, Ron, you got to tell him you got the military, sir, you've had military service, because he didn't want to talk about it. He played that down. He says, Ron, you can't do that. There's 1.5 million veterans in this state. Those are votes. You got to tell him you were a veteran. So finally, he got the message. He showed his dress whites out there. He was a JAG officer. He got a Bronze Star for something that he did because he was in a combat situation. Guess what? About damn time he got elected. And I think so far, I can say he's the best governor we've ever had in this state.
I would definitely concur with that. And again, Mike Pompeo also, you know, he just seems to have a real read on things going on, not only around the world, but I think even especially the Middle East and especially China. And
now,
so he would be a very good selection.
Now, I just thought something to myself here. Pompeo's the senior politician when it comes to being in politics the longest. How about if you have a ticket of Mike Pompeo for president and Ron DeSantis for vice president? How about that ticket with experience and knowledge and what they've been able to accomplish? My God, who could beat them?
Well, you know, Captain, looking ahead to the next election, having a powerhouse team of experience, leadership, and resolve might be just what the doctor ordered.
Instead of Wimpy Joe?
Well, exactly. In other words, how the Biden-Harris administration is going to fare over the next 3 years before we get back into campaign season, essentially. As I said, it could be just what the American people are looking for in order to try to put the ship back on the right course internationally, at the very least.
Well,
because of what we're going to be seeing. And domestically, it's going to be a nightmare. Who knows? I mean, we know what the fuel prices are going to be. We don't know exactly what they'll be, but they're going to be super
high. Glad you mentioned fuel prices, because yesterday the price of fuel at the pump went up. Gasoline went up 20 cents a gallon, just like you snap your finger. Again.
Right. Now, Captain, this is going to have a real effect, because if you go to the supermarket, you're going to find things are going to be more expensive over time. Your dollar is going to go less far in buying food, to make sure that you feed your family during the pandemic and this kind of thing. And everybody's eating most of their meals at home because of the situation. But it's going to get worse and worse, and people will see.
Now, at a time when they got rid of the oil and gas up there on the shale rock where they were getting it, price of oil per barrel has gone up now. The future, 1 year future, $64 a barrel. That tells me we're going to have $3 a gallon gasoline not very far away.
Well, right here in California, just yesterday or so, as I drove by one of my neighborhood gas stations, it was already up to $3.45.
And I get why, because you have a dollar a gallon tax that they added on top of everything else that they're supposed to use for the roads and they're not.
Right.
But the wholesale price of gasoline without the tax on it is $1.65 a gallon. Then you had to add the taxes in, and you can figure out pretty much what your price is going to be once you know what those taxes are. Okay, well, Senate Republicans are going to be very united against convicting Trump after he left office, maybe even a Democrat or two. So says Senator Lindsey Graham. Is he right?
Yeah, I think it's going to be really a stretch to get a conviction for President Trump. The trial starts next Monday, basically, on February the 8th. I just don't see that that's going to be happening per se. And I think that because it was number one, is a rush job. Number two, I think they're going to really bristle at the idea of having a Senate trial after the fact, after a president has left office, any president has left office, and it's not going to work. And then the Democrats will then introduce the censure, I believe.
Well, how about this? They are going to talk about the censure. That's what they're going to try to do, because they want to do anything they can to stick some tags on there so Trump cannot run again for public office. I don't see for the life of me why he would want to. He can be more of a king, a puppet master, king master, if you will, by having perhaps a conservative network that he could start on his own, and by being a person that sits out there and people come to him and say, President Trump, what do you think I can do about this, and this, and listen to his advice, because he is smarter than the average bear, certainly smarter than anything Biden can come up with.
Well, yeah, I do think that he may find a pathway in terms of doing, like you said, like a media operation or something like that.
Yeah.
Because we are going to see even more division in terms of even having different news channels on.
How about what's this? Republican offers an alternative to the California governor's approval rating plummet. Who are we talking about here? What's that all about?
Well, it may be referring to John Cox, who had run before against Gavin Newsom. If we get to a recall ballot, and by the way, Captain, I saw a report earlier this evening that said that it looks like they're getting about 200,000 signatures away from making their goal here. And
wow.
I think they will definitely do that.
Come on, Tom. That's our buddy Tom Del Vaccaro.
That's right. Come on, Tom.
Yeah, the former California State Republican chairman who ran for not only Congress but ran for the Senate. All right, come on, Tom, if you're listening, and he might be for all I know. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the squad, and I'm going to talk about somebody that's in the squad that not only should she not be on the committee she's on that she's squawking about, she shouldn't even be in Congress. I'll tell you more about that when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Following a Wednesday evening meeting, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy announced there would be no disciplinary actions taken against Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene for past controversial statements. McCarthy did condemn those statements and said that he didn't want to discipline someone for something they said before coming to Congress. He told reporters that unlike the Democrats, Republicans have a history of removing members from committees for inappropriate comments.
Now that you're a member of Congress, now it's a responsibility of our conference to hold people accountable. And you know the unique thing is? We have a long history of doing that, just as we were going to change something here. It's on the Democratic side that it's very difficult that they don't ever do that. When Omar made her comments, Wooten kept her on foreign affairs. We removed Steve King when he made comments as a member of Congress. What's unfortunate is that Democrats don't keep that same standard.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much, Mr. Wayne Allen Root. We're working on getting him back on the program again. He's a busy camper over there in Las Vegas doing all the stuff he's doing. And, of course, during Super Bowl week, his regular 9-to-5 job, so to speak, he's very busy with what he's doing there. And, by the way, he likes the chances for the Bucks, but we'll see how that works out. Home team usually gets a touchdown advantage because they are the home team. So I haven't looked to see what's going on, but go Bucks. All right. This portion of the program brought to you by the attorney firm Farrah and Farrah. It's spelled F-A-R-A-H, FarrahandFarrah.com, the website. And here's more about them. The injury law experts at Farrah and Farrah measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Farrah and Farrah has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Farrah and Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit FarrahandFarrah.com. Now, don't forget, they have a 24-7 phone number, too, so if you want to call them and have them listen to what you have to say, they can tell you whether or not you have a case or what you need to do to make sure that you can get a case. The number that you can call is 877-245-6707. One more time, 877-245-6707. Don't forget, they have offices in Florida and offices in Georgia, too. So you folks up there in Georgia, you can take advantage of this. Farrah and Farrah, F-A-R-A-H, FarrahandFarrah.com. Their phone number, toll-free, 877-245-6707. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, this is a person who... I have to say, why she has the committee assignment she does on the House Intelligence Committee is totally beyond my comprehension.
We're talking about Ilhan Omar from Minneapolis, Minnesota, from the Minnesota area. She's a squad member. She says, well, the offer, the trying to remove me from my committee assignments, that is all rooted in racism and anti-Muslim bigotry. Well, that's why they're afraid of them when they throw that out there, especially her. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong, because in any cancel culture worth its salt, I guess, you have to be able to scare people in from criticizing you for anything if they are afraid that they are going to be called a racist or a bigot or an anti-Muslim or something like that. That's just it's a tool that she uses to make sure you can't criticize her on policy.
Yeah. And I know plenty of people, regardless of where they're from, Africa, or maybe they're from Southeast Asia. Some of them are Muslims. As a matter of fact, I know a Buddhist, a friend of mine, neighbor of mine. I got a couple of people that are Muslims, and they don't bother anybody. And they don't say, and by the way, they fly American flags.
Well, sure.
Because they're proud to be in this country, and they became citizens.
Exactly right. So it turns out that a broad brush is not the brush we're supposed to use for all people. Exactly. So, but of course she's doing that again for a reason. And, you know, I just think it would be interesting to ask her, you know, will you roundly condemn then all the stuff that Islamic Jihad does and so forth so that we know that we share the same values. That terrorism is bad, no matter who's doing terrorism or threatening, and then maybe we move forward from there in a better day.
And that was part of the problem with them, because they would never come out and condemn anybody for anything.
Right. Yep. And you know, Captain,
and not only her, but also Tlaib.
Well, exactly. And, you know, you've roundly condemned, I've roundly condemned, other our colleagues have roundly condemned anybody who uses violence on the right, this kind of thing, or the Capitol siege and so forth. All of that has been completely condemned because we're consistent.
Now, Canada went and did something yesterday before the United States does, because this may happen in the U.S. I don't know. We'll see. But Canada designated the Proud Boys as a terrorist entity.
Yes, very interesting. Well, of course, the more we're finding out about the Proud Boys is very concerning, very much so.
Well, not all of them. I know I've met some of them. The last time we had an event here and Roger Stone was in town, the Proud Boys were his security. Now, some of these Proud Boys were former cops or former military. And they weren't, you know, they acted very professionally. They didn't act like they were off their rocker or anything like that. So and I've had a couple of encounters with them. Now there was one group here a year or so ago that, was questionable as to what they were doing and how they were doing it. But this last group that I ran into, they were fine. I didn't have any problems with them at all. Matter of fact, I thought they were very professional, very congenial.
Well, exactly right. But, just like any group, you can have people who do get off their rocker and they give everybody a bad name, and then that seems to be what sticks in terms of the media sort of personification in that sense.
Okay, now we've heard from Johnson & Johnson. They are putting out their single-shot vaccine, and some people are right away going, oh, no, that's horrible, that's terrible, there can't be any such thing, we can't have a one-shot, oh, But it offers complete protection against death and hospitalization. These are their words, not mine. I don't know, don't have any idea, don't even know where you'd be able to get something like that or if it's even available to a large degree. Because right now, it's a tough time trying to get appointments around different places. Every time they get 8,000 doses over here or 10,000 doses over there, it's gone within the course of an hour or less.
Well, that's very true. And these are different vaccines. They work on in a different mode from what I can tell. Some need the double shot. Some need to be, or one of them needs to be kept at the very low temperature.
I heard something yesterday from one of my medical friends. They said, hey, if you've had COVID before and you've got the antibodies, you don't need two shots. All you need is the one, and you're done.
Interesting. And again, this
And they were talking about Moderna.
Right. Well, and it's supposed to bring down your ability to get very sick from it. And this is quite odd, because we've had one healthcare professional nearby here tell us that, you know, it's not going to keep you, it's not going to make you immune, but it could seriously lessen any effects that you might have. And so I think that's maybe a new thing for people to hear about. Because when we think vaccine, we think like the polio vaccine. You won't get polio from that now, right? That kind of thing.
Now,
but it may not be exactly like that.
Now, the Biden administration with their new immigration orders, you would think that there wouldn't even be discussion about this next thing. But apparently the Democratic progressives, the AOC bunch and her wing, they want the anti-ICE push renewed, get rid of ICE altogether. We don't need them, even though we just heard what Biden had to say about the immigration push.
Well, right. And again, I mean, all of that is designed to continue to create the chaos of in the system, basically. AOC, in recent times, it was a couple of years ago, talked about occupying every ICE office
yeah.
in the country, stuff like that. And what that does is that's their own political theater that goes on. But what they don't understand is that it's so impractical and so inadvisable that, you know, it's a real stretch to think that these people are actually in Congress, you know, thinking this way. It just doesn't make any sense. But it's all part of the political agenda, basically.
Yeah. And one last little thing before we have to go. The Biden White House is talking about restarting the permitting for the major offshore wind projects. Remember the one off Cape Cod?
I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the big windmills around over there. Well, it's back in the news again.
Well, and you know, Captain, I think that, you know, if we could get power from wind and solar or hydroelectric or, you know, even nuclear power, I mean, these things all go together in concert to drive our nation forward. But part of this is just the more virtue signaling. Look, we're going to do wind power, but yet we just put thousands and thousands and thousands of people out of work, and it's going to get only worse for them and their families and
yeah.
all the ancillary businesses because they want a virtue signal.
Yeah, but they don't want nuclear because they're afraid everybody will go in the dark. That's bad, too. That's bad power. Nuclear is not good.
Yeah, well, it seems to work really good on the aircraft carriers, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It works very good wherever it's at.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, as we take a look at the highways and byways again, let you know where that snowstorm is at. And by the way, if you were in central Iowa tonight, there's a blizzard warning north of Des Moines going right up to the Minnesota line. We'll let you know if that's moved at all and where it may have gone. I'll be right back. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up there, Carrollton, Georgia. Way just up the road, Cap Mitch from Fort Benning, Georgia. And again, a big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, we are going to get it started up here, and we're going to get a little Santana. Haven't played this in a long time, so here we go. Santana, that's some classic music there, and I'll tell you what, you're going to bring Kyle into the mix here. Yeah, you get a little salsa going with that, and away you go, right?
Absolutely. That's a good one.
And yep. don't forget, you're going to forget about it. All right, well, that's so much for my attempt at it. All right, well, here we go. Let's get into the weather here. I'm going to tell you about this, and I'm going to turn Kyle loose. A powerful cold front is going to bring freezing rain, heavy snow, strong winds, and blizzard conditions to the upper Mississippi Valley into the upper Great Lakes, and it's moving off to the east, folks. It's already starting to feel its effects over there into Ohio. Hazardous travel is expected. Lake effect snow is kicking in, too, out in front of it in New York State. Cold Canadian air will follow the system and cause a significant drop in daily temperatures all the way down south to Lake Okeechobee in Florida and down to Naples. Go ahead, Kyle.
Thank you, Captain. Out west tonight near Seattle, Washington, coming across I-90 between Seattle and Ellensburg. You've got a winter weather advisory extending all the way up to the Canadian border. Also, northern Idaho, this outside of Coeur d'Alene, also across I-90. Coeur d'Alene's registering at 32 degrees. You've got a winter weather advisory there as well. 4th of July pass, wet pavement, and also expect more rain in that area. Winter weather advisory in northern Montana, central and northern Montana. Great Falls checking in at 15 degrees right now, so be careful there. Winter storm watch down in the Billings area. This dips down into northern Wyoming. Also, Laramie and Cheyenne, you got high wind warnings. Also, winter storm warning there as well. And then east of I-25 down in Colorado, east of Denver, winter storm warning coming across I-70. Be very careful there. Avalanche warning continues in the Vail area. And winter weather advisory, again, down the I-25 corridor into New Mexico, and where you hit a winter weather advisory and wind advisories in the Santa Fe and Albuquerque areas, and also a wind advisory in western Arizona. This is going to be south of Flagstaff as you travel across I-40.
All righty, and a little correction there on the Colorado news. Most of the snow is to the west of I-25, going up over the top of the rocks, especially if you're going towards Grand Junction, Colorado. Be advised, you probably are going to have a mess when you get up on top of Eisenhower. All right, here we go. Over in Nebraska, the eastern half of Nebraska, you've got snow tonight. General snow all the way across could be 2 to 4 inches, maybe 5 or 6, the closer you get to Iowa. When you get into Iowa tonight, you have got snow that's all the way north-south from Minnesota down to Missouri. You've got snow all the way there, northwestern corner of Illinois, south, northeastern corner of Missouri. But from Des Moines north up I-35 to the state line with Minnesota, you have a blizzard warning. Blizzard warning. And we heard from Quint at Bosselman's there at the fairgrounds in Des Moines a little while ago, Kyle, and he did say you couldn't see across the street. It was snowing that hard, so that's big-time stuff. He said they'd shut the road down, so he pulled off. Now, also the blizzard warning goes a little bit further west along I-80 out towards Nebraska, but it stops about maybe 30 miles from the Nebraska line. You've got a winter storm warning, though, that goes in Ohio almost all the way to downtown Chicago right now, where you've got that, and you've got freezing rain down south of Chicago right now, which is going to be snow because the temperatures are changing. You've got a winter storm warning up in the northeastern corner of Wisconsin, which includes Green Bay, the upper peninsula of Michigan. Over there, you've got a winter storm warning up there. You've got snow across two-thirds of Michigan right now. You've got some freezing rain and drizzles starting up in the western part of Ohio, along with some fog down by Columbus. Be advised that that's along I-75, so you're going to have a problem there. I-70 from the state line over to Columbus might be a little exciting there. You do have snow, lake effect snow tonight, which is coming off from Lake Ontario up there, Tug Hill Plateau. It's expanded itself up to the St. Lawrence Seaway down to Watertown, Jefferson, Lewis counties, just south of Buffalo for about 25, 30 miles inland, about 25, 30 miles lake effect snow there. Looks like that's going to pick up. And then down here in Florida, starting up there in the southeastern corner of Georgia to include over towards Valdosta, our listeners there, coming on down, you've got a freeze warning all the way down to the I-4 corridor. Now, that freeze warning tonight goes pretty much from the northern part of Tampa, just north of Tampa, all the way across to Daytona Beach, and then south all the way down to Lake Okeechobee, and down below Lake Okeechobee to just north of Fort Lauderdale. You've got a frost warning, frost advisory, I should say, and you've got a frost advisory all the way down to Naples, Florida tonight, and across halfway across Alligator Alley. Kyle, how do we hear your show?
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him. And now we jump on over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, what is transpiring with the Republicans? Because it looks like as if they brought Liz Cheney back into the mix as the number three person in the party. I'm not really sure where we're going still with this Marjorie Taylor Greene thing, because the Democrats are acting like as if they want to expulse her now. They want to get her out of Congress. I mean, what is going on there?
We vote to keep Liz Cheney in the leading Republican caucus was pretty overwhelming to keep her there.
145-61.
The other piece, the vote apparently is today on Marjorie Taylor Greene. And I think this vote is to keep her or dismiss her off the two committees that she's on.
Mm-hmm.
And McCarthy has taken a couple of meetings with her, and she is in those meetings disavowed a lot of her meme, I'll put it that way, whether it be true or false, on how she said it or what she put out there in social media about 9/11 and about the forest fires and so forth. So I think they have resolved that within the leadership. So we'll see where that vote goes today.
Yeah, but the Democrats were acting like as if they wanted to get her out of Congress if they could. Is there any truth to that?
Well, yeah. I mean, if it was up to the Democrats, they would get a whole bunch of them out of Congress, but or out of the House. But they need to be very careful because they've got a few of their own over there.
Yeah.
That, so it's chaos. I mean, it's just chaos in the entire legislative branch of government.
Yeah. By the way, the New York 22nd district, the Republican is declaring herself the winner up there by 123 votes.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be one more Republican. Nancy's lead just gets a little bit shorter every time. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Kathy is going to take us to break, so Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.